Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Bava Basra, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. So in our Mishnah, we're going to learn about someone who owns a chatzar, a courtyard. And there are several houses that open up into the courtyard. So when the seller says he's selling the courtyard, does that include those houses? Now remember, like we've said many times, how did they live in those days? Generally, there was a courtyard, and in the courtyard, there were houses. It was more of a bungalow colony kind of a life, where people knew each other and cared for each other, and therefore had to be more careful with each other when it came to respecting their privacy, like we've learned in these Mishnayos. So, this person owns the courtyard and the houses. Now, he says that he's selling the courtyard, but did that include the houses or not? Zakh the Mishnah, yes. Hamachar is a chatzar, if someone sells a courtyard. Machar batim. He also sold the houses that open into the courtyard, as well as boirois, the pits, shichin, the ditches, like the longer pits, umarois, literally a cave, like we've discussed before, means like a vault, like a structure that has a roof on top, maybe in the ground. Now, even though we learned before, as the Batanura explains, that someone who sells a house does not include the boirois, shichin, and umarois, the pits or the ditches or the underground rooms in the sale. But if you sell like a whole chatzar, then the understanding is everything is included. Except for things that you could move, even though they're in the courtyard. Anything that could be moved is not considered part of the chatzar. And the mela is not part of the sale. However, if the seller didn't just say, I'm selling the courtyard, but he clearly said, I am selling you the chatzar and everything that is inside it, had a kulan mechurin, then all these movable items are sold also. Zakh the Mishnah Vaita, but even in this case, certain things don't go along. Benkach u benkach. Whether he said, hu v'chal ma shebetoicha or not, loy macha loy es hamerchitz, he didn't sell the bathhouse, loy es beis habad, or the olive press, shebetoicha that is in the chatzar, even though it's technically in the chatzar, but these things are considered separate properties. Tosfos Yamtiv explains not every chatzar had a bathhouse or an olive press. So it's not part of the chatzar, it just happens to be there. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with all of this. Rabbi Eliezer, if you sell the courtyard, then you sold nothing except the avir, the ear space of the courtyard. In other words, if you say you're selling the courtyard, you mean the courtyard, that's it. Even the houses that open up into the courtyard are not included in the sale. However, the Matanura says that the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. So in our Mishnah, we learned that if you sell a chatzar, houses that open up into the chatzar are included. Even the boirois, shichin, and me'orois, pits, ditches, like rooms that are in the rocks or built underneath with a roof on top, they're all included. Although we learned earlier, if you sell a house, they're not included, but when you sell a chatzar, it's like more inclusive. It does not include, however, movable things. That doesn't come along with the chatzar. But if he says, he v'chol ma shebetoicha, if the seller said to the buyer, I'm selling you the courtyard and everything that is inside it, then all of the movable items are sold as well. Although, it's Pharisee Yisrael says over here, like in the previous Mishnah, we mean things that somehow are connected to something that's connected, something that you would think is part of the chatzar. Like the ovens or the millstones, but some sacks of grain or food that was laying there is not included. Even if he did say, he v'chol ma shebetoicha, then I'm selling you the courtyard and everything that is inside it. A bathhouse and an olive press is not included. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with all of this. He says if you sell a chatzar, it's just the earth space of the chatzar, not even the houses. But the Batanura says that the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer.